Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
You got me goosebumps all over my body.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Quarterfinals, baby.
Pow! And you know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV. It's a game changer. The Feisty Five came out swinging on tonight's MS5 quarterfinals. That's right, and you know what time it is. It's getting down to the wire, and the stakes have never been higher. That was like a rap right there, wasn't it, Brian?
That was. Release that.
I'm really sure that was a bar. Anytime in rap you say something that's like really, really fly, That's called a bar. That's just, you know, little hip-hop 411.
Yes, right, thank you.
And, of course, you know this voice. It's your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. And here with me is my main man, my brother. That's right, this is my bro, my main man. Brian Strickland is always in the building.
Wow. Wow. Stage is yours tonight.
He is our official MS5 secret inside along with Fox. That's what I like to say. This is my guy right here. Brian, what's going on? How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling feisty for the Feisty Five.
Feisty Five. Indeed, it went down tonight.
Welcome to the Masked Singer quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals!
Get one step closer to holding the Golden Mask Trophy.
Shout out to Nick. It's not the shoes shining, it's the outfit that's shining. But speaking of tonight's show, in a few minutes, it will be Doll Hands on deck because Hanson, that's right, a.k.a. the Russian Dolls, are in the building. But before we open it up and get the Russian Dolls out here, we're going to be giving a spoiler alert after spoiler alert. That means more clues, more answers. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Feisty Five, it went down tonight in a major way.
Spoiler alert.
And right off the bat, I was entertained.
Nicole, you awake over there?
I'm done.
Oh, you guys. These names are coming to me in my dreams, guys. Okay, so I might not have the golden ear, but I've got the golden pillow, and I am determined to get the final five.
Brian, Nicole really has a golden pillow?
Yes, she says things are coming to her in her dreams.
Oh, sleeping on the job.
Sleeping on the job, literally.
And also, we got to talk about our guest panelist, one of my favorite guys in the business. So big shout out to Rob Riggle, man. You definitely did your thing tonight. And Kuda Dude was overhead today.
He was.
Kuda Dude King.
Didn't run out on stage. Didn't turn off no lights.
Not too bad, but he's going to make up for it next week. Trust me.
Oh, listen. If Kuda Dude didn't do anything tonight, definitely be prepared for him to act a complete fool come next week.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Don't tell him when he's going to.
He's very cocky.
Next week may be the big reveal of Kuda Dude.
Oh, man.
You don't have to text me 3 a.m. list of names anymore.
Okay. I think I speak for the whole entire Masked Singer universe. I think this is like the one person we're just ready to get out of there. I'm just ready to know who that is. Just unmask yourself.
And online and Reddit, they're convinced it's one of three people. Jamie Foxx, Joel McHale, Wayne Brady. Those seem to be the top three. And I'm going to tell you right now, none of those are right.
And I figured that. Maybe this person doesn't sing, doesn't know how to rap, doesn't nothing. And he's just disruptive. And we hired him to be exactly what he wanted Kudamu to be, and that's disruptive. So I can't wait to see him. I'm excited. Thanks to MS5 for giving the podcast a shout out on tonight's episode, man. Hey! We are big business, Brian. Oh, Brian, we're on TV.
We are big time.
Oh, man, bigger than big. I can say it now. Mama, I made it. I can say it proud. Mama, I made it. Man, thanks.
They cut half of Piglet's song so they can promote our podcast. That's how good we are.
Oh, man. Big shout out to Fox, MS5, KT Studios. You guys know the rundown. Thank you guys so much. And to the fans, to the people. You guys keeping us alive, and you guys just keep on tuning in, and we appreciate it. Also, iHeart for sure. Thank you guys so much for that. That was big.
Mm-hmm, that was.
Right, we need billboards. Put it right on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, exactly.
But right now, let's go ahead and dive into the show and tackle some of these clues that we've seen tonight. Let's go ahead and start off with Black Swan.
Wow. That performance was incredible.
The song that she performed tonight, Thinking Out Loud. I can't believe that the Russian Dolls are not there no more. So that can only mean one thing. Black Swan is going to the finals. That's just what it is. Book.
Okay. You're calling it now.
Clue package. Okay. Career disappointments. Made her afraid to take risks. Resolution to say yes to things that scare her. And her voice. We can just start there before you dive into the clues, Brian. It's the voice for me.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this voice. And weeks ago, I made a guess, and I said, I think Black Swan is JoJo.
Okay.
Right? JoJo gives off pop singer vibes. She can definitely trick you. A lot of soul. It's to the point to where tonight's episode, during her performance, I literally walk out the room just to hear the voice. Whoever Black Swan is when they unmask, I know who this is.
Nicole said JoJo last week, and Robin talked her out of it because he's convinced it's not JoJo. They both worked with her before. Tonight, Ken mentioned Dua Lipa, and then Robin said Normani, because the big clue tonight was Cher.
Right.
So Cher leads to Normani because Normani dressed as her for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa leads to Cher because Dua Lipa famously wore the Cher naked dress during a performance in Paris.
Mm.
A couple other names that were mentioned based on the Cher, but this didn't make the edit, was Christina Aguilera and Julianne Hough, because they were both in burlesque with Cher.
And I'm going to tell you, when Black Swan gets to singing, you hear a little soul in there. Christina Aguilera has that voice. Listen, I've been on the stage with Christina Aguilera performing right before too. Brian, let me tell you something right now. Woo!
Yeah.
Can go there. I just know singing, and I know singers, and it's just, I get that soulful thing. Christina Aguilera is not that bad of a guest. And then also the fan mail clue, she was on Oprah. Recently got a major recognition. And I know I said that, my guess is cemented. What I'm going to do after the show, I'm going to get on my World Wide Web. I'm going to see if JoJo ever appeared on Oprah.
On Oprah, yes.
And if she has, it's JoJo. That's
yes.
It.
Okay.
That's just, it's it. It's a lock. It's a lock, all right? That is it. Now, the new clues we saw four black rings. We saw a globe on a desk, magnifying glass, and here we go again. We love cash and we love change because we have another nickel and a penny on a desk. These are some tough clues.
Those are some tough clues, yeah.
All right, well, moving on. We got Piglet, who is another finalist favorite who I believe will be there when it's all said and done. That's just what I believe. Got down tonight, switched it up. Did a little Stevie Wonder for us.
That open was like something out of Josh Groban. Like he started singing.
Did you want the?
Yeah. Give us some Bocelli.
Yeah, man.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yo, I thought he was going to kick this thing off a cappella. I thought he was about to sing a cappella the whole time. I said, this is about to be different. Because I cut the commercial. You just see the fans like, face. I'm like, oh, man, what did Piglet do? Oh, no. But it was the reaction of how he started. That blew people away.
Yes.
Blew me away. Started off with a little bit of opera. Nick said that the pig was lit, which I definitely agree.
The pig was lit.
Piglet. In the hills.
Is that all you're going to say?
Piglet.
The big clue was Bruce Willis.
Absolutely.
That's what led Jenny to Justin Timberlake, because then they were in that movie Alpha Dog together.
Correct.
And then Ken mentioned there was a Bruce Willis action movie. Ken was convinced it's an action star, which is why he went with Hawkeye, Jeremy Renner from the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Then Robin mentioned Nick Lachey.
Hello. So, I made that guess.
You made that guess a couple weeks ago.
See this face?
Yep.
That means I'm standing my ground today, Brian. We're almost there. I'm cutting it off right now. I believe
that this is Nick Lachey. And can I tell you why, Brian? Talk about the fan mail. Mentioned the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
What group was hot in the 90s?
Well, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Don't be afraid, bro.
BB Mac.
Okay. Who else, bro?
Color Me Bad.
It's getting a little hot in here in the studio. It's hot.
Oh, is it like 98? Oh, it's like 98 degrees hot? Is it?
Yeah. It's like that type of hot. Yeah. It's that type of hot. That's what I'm saying, Brian. Piglet mentioned 90s. That could be a double entendre.
Double meaning.
That could be 90s for 90 degrees. That could mean we dominated the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is what stamped it. Piglet mentioned his high-profile relationships.
Well, yeah, he said that.
And that's what sealed the deal.
Yes.
Nothing needs to be said. I think that the further you go on the show, the clues become not clues anymore. They become like you're basically just giving it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're almost there. Mm-hmm. And that did it for me. Those two clues is what I was looking for.
Yes.
I was waiting to hear something referenced to heat or a heat wave or, you know, summertime. Ooh, it was hot. Or just something to go along with 98 degrees. But when he said the 90s and then mentioned all my high-profile relationships, he had a reality show years ago with high-profile relationships, been in them. We've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's Nick Lachey. I'm rolling with my man on this one. I think it's Nick all the way.
I'm going to give you a couple names that didn't make the edit tonight.
All the way.
Rob Riggle said Topher Grace because of the 90s, That 70s Show.
I get it.
And then Jenny, in addition to Justin Timberlake, she said Nick Jonas, a different Nick, because he is an action star. He was in Jumanji and stuff. I don't know where the Nick Lachey action movie connection goes.
That is a throw off. You're absolutely right. But can I ask you this? I never knew that the Jonas Brothers were hot in the 90s.
Ooh.
You see where I'm going with this?
Were they born in the 90s?
You got me good with that one. I'm not even going to lie to you. You got me with that one. All right, moving on, man. Yeti, song he performed tonight, Bless the Broken Road. Definitely a different song for him.
He might be the abominable snowman, but he made my heart melt. It was really beautiful because you stripped it all back and it was very sincere. Thank you.
Jealous. I was actually happy to see Yeti step out the box and show the vocal range. I think this is one of those type of records that vocal heavy. And we saw him sitting by a campfire.
Yep.
Nicole said he tries to show a new side to himself with every performance, which I definitely get and feel. Even with this one tonight, he stepped it up. I believe he's not afraid to try new things. And I believe Yeti is comfortable with going and stepping out of the box.
Yes.
And I think that's what's important. And I think that's why he continues to move along in the competition is because of that. A week before, he brings up the skates. Last week, he's dancing crazy. He brought out the moves for us this time. He's always trying new stuff. And that's what's important on the show is every week giving people something different.
Some growth, some versatility.
Absolutely. His first chance to ever sing a country record, which is something I found out tonight. That was big.
Yep.
And also the super fan clue, which led me to believe I know who this person is, was my main man, Diddy. AKA Sean Puffy Love now. Love Combs. Mm-hmm. He changed his name now to Sean Love Combs. Did you know that, Brian?
I did not know that.
Did he legally change his name?
Is that true?
Dead serious.
Oh.
It's Sean Love Combs now.
Wow.
That's crazy. I'm going to change my name to Frog. Shad Frog Bow Wow Moss.
He's got the same middle name as Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And he also said lucky to have worked with Diddy, which a lot of people don't get a chance to do that. And fan mail clue, quadruple threat.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that. Excited he stepped up with the Masked Singer legend. I was trying to break that one down. The new clues, we saw that snowball that said wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that all of these clues lead to one person.
Okay.
And that would be my good friend Omarion.
Mm.
Omarion Granberry, a.k.a. Omarion, formerly lead singer from the group B2K.
Yep.
This is my guy. Don't have to talk about it every single week. We talk about Yeti, but I think you guys get the picture. The super clue, when he references Diddy and he says that I was glad that I worked with him, there's a record called Bump, 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 which was a number one record.
Of course.
Featured Diddy.
Yep.
Big record for the group.
Huge.
So all the signs from weeks ago when we first saw Yeti, it's all going down the Omarion highway.
Jenny said Neo.
Correct.
Robin said Channing Tatum for the step up. Ken said Twista.
Wait, stop. Now I'm glad we got to this part. Now, Brian, when Ken said Twista.
Did you say Twista?
Twista. You know Ken's a big Twista fan.
Yo, I almost fell off my couch. And the reason why I say that is because when I was on the show, they kept Omarion's name all through the show. This season, now that he's finally here, or I think that this is Yeti, No one says his name. This is ridiculous.
And then Nicole, her guesses mysteriously didn't make this episode, but a little BTS, she said three people. Usher, Chris Brown, Mario.
Right.
A lot of people online are thinking it's Marcus Houston. What do you think about that guess?
No.
Well,
I'll tell you this. Marcus Houston, being that I believe, and a lot of others do believe this, that it is Omarion, Marcus Houston wouldn't be a far off guess, because when B2K started out, Marcus and B2K, they all were on the same label. It was like family, and they came up together. So the Marcus Houston guess is not far off. It's just not it. That's all. Moving on to Chameleon's song, he did drop it like it's hot.
Oh. And if a lizard get an attitude.
Oh my gosh. That was like MTV Music Award performance right there. That was crazy.
Let's go ahead and talk about Chameleon. Jenny and Robin said every week he's so great. Started this journey for fun so his family would get a kick out of it. Even with a theater background, which is something I definitely did not know, he has never done a show like this. Super fan clue, Jackie Chan. And he has loved him ever since living in Asia. I never knew that Chameleon lived in Asia. Mm-hmm. And the fan mail clue, a friend of Martha Stewart, which I believe I know how, and saw him play Madison Square Garden. All roads lead to Wiz Khalifa.
Yes.
Friends of Martha Stewart, that could throw you off if you don't know, because Snoop does have a show with Martha, Cooking with Martha and Snoop. But you have to understand, you got to dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
If Wiz Khalifa is close with Snoop Dogg, and they are very close, don't you think Martha is over Snoop's house cooking and Wiz is over, and that's how he connected his relationship with Martha Stewart? I believe so. That's inside information. See, Brian, even you didn't have that inside info.
I did not. I like the idea of Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, and Martha Stewart in a kitchen together.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Nicole mentioned, of course, Snoop Dogg. Rob said Blake Griffin. And then Jenny and Robin's guesses didn't make the episode.
Mm.
Robin said Lamar Odom, and Jenny said Machine Gun Kelly.
Jenny is sticking with MGK.
She is convinced this is Machine Gun Kelly. And some people online agree with her.
But once again, you got to just look at the clues, man. All the details that we've been given throughout the weeks, the black and yellow references, Little Cam, who he's doing it for, Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
It all just aligns up to that. The song going diamond, the reference to the jewel, all of that stuff that we've seen. And the MMA stuff, how he says he stays in shape. If you follow Wiz Khalifa on Instagram, you'll see that this is all he does.
Yeah.
He goes to the gym almost every day to train for MMA. Not that he's going to fight.
Yeah.
But he trains just to get in shape. It's good exercise. And I'm going to stand on that. You know, Snoop found me. That's my uncle. So, of course, more insider information. How am I giving out the insider information today?
Yeah, I was about to say, you're the one. You should have my job.
Man, no, you're doing well, Brian. I'm on the other side of the mic.
Oh, thank you.
And you're
thank
right you, there, man. Thank no, that's what you do. My final guess on this, I believe it is Wiz Khalifa. That's just my guess. All right, moving on. Last but not least, Cloodle Doo.
You got.
Whoa!
It's the disruptor.
Hey, you dum dums.
Cloodle Doo.
I just had to stick my beak in and tell you that you're so far off with your Yeti guesses.
Ah.
He said he'll be back.
He will.
One more time next week
before
he reveals his true identity.
Yes.
Is that how he talks?
He does.
Oh, I just thought of something. What if your Cloodle do?
I mean, I could, because they don't see my face. I mean, I could be. I might be.
Yes.
But I'm too busy in the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
With you doing the podcast.
I don't see any feathers.
Yeah, there's no feathers lying around. No feathers lying around. But really not much to say this week on Cloodle Doo is the fact that he came in during Yeti's performance. I thought he was getting ready to do something crazy. He was just alerting us, letting us know, hey, we're almost at the finish line.
Yeah.
I'm this close to taking his head off and showing you guys who I am.
I will say this. So we got two episodes left.
I know who it is.
Who?
And I've never said this.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I'm making a guess live right now.
Yeah, I know. You're giving me a face right now with such conviction. What are you going to say?
The reason why I'm going to say this celebrity is because this celebrity has a movie coming out.
Oh.
And I think that we've seen Lil Wayne appear on The Masked Singer
mm-hmm.
the week he dropped his new album.
Yeah.
And this is the number one show in the country.
Yeah.
You want that look? You come to Fox and you come to Masked Singer if you want the look, right?
Absolute. Exposure.
Oh, man. Yes, look, man. Everyone gets blessed when you leave the MS5 stage. Everyone. Grunt won a Super Bowl ring. Me, I was back selling out arenas again, Brian. You touch the MS5 stage, you just get blessed.
Yes.
There's something special about that stage. And with that being said, being that this person is not singing, can't sing, has a movie coming out with Samuel Jackson. See, I'm breaking this thing down. I think it's Chris Rock.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Chris Rock. That's a good guess. I will say this about Clootledoo. I've mentioned this before. This person has never been on the Masked Singer stage.
And didn't you say he was in an Academy Award winning movie? Like,
this
he was...
person was in an Oscar-nominated Best Picture.
Was Chris Rock ever in another?
I don't
see that's gonna do it. That killed my confidence right there. That did it. You know how happy I was? And then it just died on me. It just shot out my brain. It's just all downhill from there.
Click the doodle clean.
That's my guess, America. I just threw it out there. Maybe I'm thinking too hard.
I like Chris Rock. I have a question for you since you're so good at predictions. Okay. So we get one more Unmasking and then we have our top three. Who is gonna make the Masked Singer top three?
Oh, it's easy. Piglet, Black Swan. I think Chameleon's gonna make it to the final.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Chameleon, Piglet, Black Swan.
Nobody cares about my favorite, but I have to be honest.
I want
to
know.
Chameleon. Chameleon's my favorite.
Yeah.
So
he gives off frog vibes, but just more and more cooler, more laid back. But I definitely feel that frog vibe. Man, that's my guy, man. Shout out,
yes.
shout out to Chameleon, man. Definitely. Oh, I got a hot guest. We got a hot guest coming.
Yes.
Hot guest.
Three.
I thought it was eight. I saw eight cars line up. The way they keep multiplying, I don't know what's going on. It's a game changer. Tonight's guest kept us guessing who and how many Russian Dolls there really were all season. Brian, you know I've been dying to talk to the Russian Dolls. Listen, they were my pick.
They were your front runner.
I told you. I said finals are nothing.
Yeah.
I said it's going to be hard to beat this because you come out as one of them. All right, next week is two. Then it multiplies to four. It's just going to be tough to beat three people that can just sing that well. I just said it's not going to happen. But we're done with the guessing. We know who they are. They've been making music together for nearly 30 years, okay? And they harmonized their way into the Masked Singer history as the first band to ever appear on our stage. Please welcome to the podcast the Doll Star lineup of brothers. And I'm talking about these three guys right here. Isaac, Taylor, and Zach. I got Hanson in the building, a.k.a. the Russian Doll.
Hanson!
Hey there, man.
You.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, thanks so much.
Yes.
What a great intro. It's good enough for us that we were your number one, okay? That's all that matters.
I called you guys the Brooklyn Nets of the Masked Singer. That's like, last week I said, I think they're throwing us off. I think it's just two of them. And now that we know it's you guys, was that a part of the strategy that you guys came in with? Okay, let's throw them off. We'll do four Dolls. We'll switch to three. Mm-hmm. Was that all a part of the plan?
It was definitely part of the strategy for sure. So the show was obviously built around single contestants and the idea that we could then kind of play with everybody's mind a little bit and see if they could keep people on their toes.
I mean, we kind of thought it was unfair to be true. Hold on a second. If I was me and I was just one, I'd be like, what is going on with that over there?
Facts. Yeah.
It's a super upbeat show. I mean, it's a competition, but it's not a cutthroat situation. It's very much about just the spectacle and the costumes and we were having fun with it.
I think the other thing you have to remember is it's a competition, but it's also a game. And we knew as soon as it was, there's three singers, that there aren't that many options. And they're going to end up on Hanson pretty quick.
For us, the greatest thing about this show is the fact that we got to go on and sing, writing songs, performing songs, and to be able to just zero in on that, it seemed really appealing.
I, for one, really liked the fact that we are masked. And the secrecy plays well, I think, to letting people hear you as a vocalist and as a performer without any kind of preconceived notions.
We didn't know it included spandex. Yep. And when we found out it included spandex, that was like, okay, we're in.
Yeah.
Yes.
That did it. Saw the wardrobe and said, sign me up. I'm on the way. Now, I got to ask you this. We have something in common. We've been on the stage pretty much our whole entire lives. Yeah. And there's been certain shows you get to and you might be a little nervous, but I got to ask you, was it difficult this time around performing with each other, being that we never do this in costume, especially not a Russian Doll costume where I can only go up and down. So
yeah, not able to see anything, I think, is probably the biggest challenge. You can't see each other. You can't see the judges half the time.
Yeah.
It definitely was a new kind of challenge.
There were definitely some nerves because you really are sort of trying not to fall over. But what you're really thinking about is, I'm like, go left. If I go left three steps, is that off the stage? Because I'm pretty sure I don't know where the stage is. So
there were a few close calls where people came right to the edge and part of the costume staff running up to stop someone from falling off stage.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I will say for me was I'm just glad that there wasn't too much choreography because the amount of choreography we did was about the max I could possibly get.
Pull off.
You know, yeah, we've tried very hard to avoid choreography our whole career. That's why you get a guitar, you get some drums, you get some keyboards. Hey, we got to stay right here, guys. This is our spot.
Well, but see, I'm more just talking about the coordinated part. See, I have a hard time walking and chewing gum at the same time. Yeah, so then exactly. When you include doing a little back and forth.
Yeah, never mind talking and thinking.
Yeah, I know.
What I want to know is this. When it was just two of you guys on stage, and, you know, to everyone at home, and if you're watching the show, it's like, okay, there's just two Russian dolls singing. Were all three of you guys singing at the same time, even though it was only two? That's stage magic. We're just going to call it that.
All three of us were always on stage.
Yeah.
We made a conscious effort to make it sound like as many voices as possible. So you'd hear moments where two guys were singing the same part. And so you're almost making a third voice by having two people sing at the same time on the same notes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
We traded off a lot.
Yeah, arranging the songs where you trade off a lot. So here's a few lines from one voice. Here's a few lines from another voice. Mm-hmm. And then there's definitely... Using range was definitely something we tried to do. So I can sing pretty high, trying to sing as high as you can to kind of keep that. Is that a girl's voice? Guys don't normally sing that high, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, just having fun with it.
I mean, we were trying to throw everything we could to keep people off the trail.
Exactly. Yo.
You did a great job because Jenny and Nicole, after every episode, would say, I think I heard a female voice. I'm not sure. Like, you really threw the panel for many, many weeks.
Can I say that was a good and a bad thing, right? In one sense, you're like, I did it. In another sense, you're like, they think I'm a girl.
You
got a 35-year-old man.
I had no idea that two was in one Russian doll outfit. Then there will just be one.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Well, so let's talk about putting on platforms.
Talk about that.
I had the clever suggestion of, you have a piano? We need to play the piano. So on that one, bending over, trying to play the piano, and try to sort of kind of hit the keys while in platforms, that was ill-advised.
Oh, man, I couldn't imagine.
he almost fainted when he came up.
I think the whole experience, it is a lot of work. And as a performer, I mean, we have all been performing most of our lives. So there's a switch that goes off, which goes, hey, you're projecting, you're communicating. So to communicate with the audience or with the judges through a foam doll costume, you start being like, man, what can I do with my hand? Because I can't do anything with my face. What can I do with my voice? You know, what can I do with my legs?
And we had very limited range of motion in those dolls.
We do know that we have another backup career at Disney World now. We can do those moves. We can do the spins.
When you heard that there were wild card performers coming in, did that shake you guys up a little bit?
I think we were confident, but we never treated anything like, we got this. This will be fine.
Right.
All you got to do is not be last.
Yeah, exactly.
All you gotta do is just not be last.
After the snail went off, he was like, I'm good.
Yeah, you beat Kermit. You beat Kermit. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, I know for a fact, you know, when it comes to this show, the fans, the clues, I'm the most clueless person. This is when I get like my Ken on. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is, you know, Ken is always throwing out the wildest guesses on the show. I didn't even understand my own clue package, and it was about me. So I need you guys to help me dissect some of these clues.
Okay.
And the number one clue, the mind reader clue, it was a kangaroo. Of course, everyone's thinking Australia. Who could it be? Right. And is it an Australian group? We saw a pop art self-portrait, driving cars. What really confused me was Clue to Do said, number of squares was a clue. 3 times 7 = 21.
Yeah.
There were just so many clues made in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Are they from Aussie? Are they from Milwaukee? I'm totally confused. Walk us through some of these clues that I named, please, so it all makes sense to me. Go ahead, break it down.
We were all kind of going, wait, that's a pretty deep cut. I mean,
I think the kangaroo was a reference to our very first indie record called Boomerang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
I think the driving cars was in some way a reference to the Umbop video, like back in the day.
Mm.
And the Cloodle-Do deal was the number of children we have between the three of us.
Yeah, exactly.
well,
no.
Plus.
Wow. No. Yeah, is that right? Yeah. In our family. Is that what? Wait, no. What
21. Is, where does 20? Three?
See, I knew I would get you guys stumped. I knew it.
We have 15 children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus the three of us, plus our three wives, that's 21.
Yeah.
Brian, I would have never gotten that.
Wow. Well, Bao, I gave you the number 15 a couple of weeks ago. And another clue I gave you a couple of weeks ago, because I had to give new clues for Russian dolls and I was struggling. And I just came up with sushi because it wasn't Mbop on Mercury Records.
Yes, it yes. was.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, I wouldn't have got
that's
that,
a
Brian.
One. That's
a read. That's a read. Yo, sorry. Yeah, a read.
This is crazy. Yo, listen. Wow. Look, the guys already got me confused. I'm up here doing ads, subtracting, I'm square root numbers. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you come with that one.
It's like a beautiful mind. It's confusing.
I'm sometimes not sure if the clues are there to help or to hurt. You know?
Man.
Yeah.
And then what about the food delivery clue? We saw the red jelly beans.
Red jelly beans. For years, we loved red jelly beans. We would eat them in the studio, and that got out. And then our fans started calling themselves, like, there was a group of them that were
called the red jelly beans. And then there was another one called green jello.
So that was definitely, that was something that for the really hardcore fans might know. It's like Ronald Reagan loves jelly beans. Ooh. And Hanson. Oh, yeah.
And tonight's Weird Al clue is because didn't he direct one of your music videos?
He's directed and he's been in a music video. He's directed. And then we've had an ongoing friendship since, gosh, 20 plus years now.
Oh, wow.
We have a song called Man from Milwaukee that has been sort of a classic for us. It inspired the title of our first album, Middle of Nowhere.
Got it.
And then, like, there was the hat. We had 29 on the Bruno Mars hat.
Yes.
That was how long we've been a band. We've been a band for 29 years.
Wow.
Man.
I have never been sent by friends so many winking emojis in my life.
It's like, I know you can't say, but good job.
Wink, wink, yeah. I know what you did. Wink,
what are you talking about?
You're like, no, that's a movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt in it. I know what you did last summer.
Yes.
It's like, dude, stop blinking. It's weird. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's something in your eye.
Oh,
like,
man.
Hey, man, I'm not going to say I know, but that was good. last night. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. We can't say nothing. It's top secret. I'm surprised they didn't have you guys in your own trailers. I'm like separated. Now, as brothers and bandmates, you guys know each other pretty well. So we're gonna go ahead and play a game I like to call Darling the Family. And this is how it goes. I'm gonna test out just how well you guys really know each other. I'm gonna pose a bunch of MS5 related scenarios, and you have to tell us which one of you fits it best.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
This is going to be hilarious. I'm just letting everybody know right now.
Yes.
Here we go. Which one of you would be a MS5 celebrity panelist?
I think Isaac would enjoy it.
Yeah, I actually think he would enjoy it as well. Yeah. I mean, I think we would all enjoy it. It's a great environment, but I feel like the ability to just throw out
random ideas.
Insane ideas, yeah.
Zach would be the funniest judge, probably.
Oh yes, but that's a different thing.
Like funny looking? You know,
Your mama.
All right. Which one of you would host MS5?
I think Taylor would host.
Oh.
Okay, Taylor, that sounds about right.
And he'd like all the outfits.
Well, I mean, I'm the most talkative brother, probably, right?
I think Isaac would hate reading cue cards. So that's a no for him. I'm going to say no.
On the hosting?
Isaac, on the fail, on the cue cards.
Who's most likely to skip rehearsal out of you three? That's what I would have done.
Which one would skip? Which one would skip first? Well,
I feel like it's me.
Yeah. Zach was trying to skip rehearsal wherever he could. It's like, it's a minute long. Come on. How many times are we going to do this thing?
Who is the one that's like, yo, we need to rehearse some more?
That's definitely Taylor.
Oh, Taylor. Okay.
Absolutely, Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Taylor. I would want more rehearsal, but probably also show up unprepared.
Isaac would be like,
I would ask, man, because I know that.
Isaac would go, man, we need more rehearsal. We're screwed. But it'd be more of an outburst than it would be an actual call for rehearsal.
Exactly.
Teamwork makes the dream work, guys. That's what we're learning.
Hey, it definitely does. Speaking of teamwork, I cannot let you guys go without asking you, how did you guys come up with the song choices?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing about the songs was we've been a band for a long time and we love to play covers.
Right.
And you weren't allowed to play anything that people might have heard you sing before, right?
Correct.
So there's a whole list of songs that we all would have loved to play, but we've been playing them on stage for years. Yeah. So that made it really difficult.
Like, Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave would have been great. By Sly and the Family Stone.
Like,
would
wait, oh, Roll With It, come on, Steve Wynn. Got to roll with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wait, no, we did that one already.
You're getting it live right there.
We couldn't do any of that.
Bee Gees, we want to do Too Much Heaven by the Bee Gees.
I got to give you guys props. You guys did your thing.
Yes.
And Brian knows this. My pick, I said it was going to be between you guys and Black Swan. I said there's going to be a head-to-head battle. And Piglet, I said it's going to be a head-to-head battle.
I think people right now on Twitter are very, very upset.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Controversial unmasking.
Oh.
Because they were not ready to see them go.
In some sense, I think we couldn't win. You know, it would have seemed rigged. Like the group wins over the solo artists.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
That's what we tell ourselves.
Out of all the crazy guesses, because there were so many names, Pentatonix, Cast of Glee.
Good one, Brian.
What was the craziest one you heard? What was the one like, really, guys?
Nickelback, for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like Bill Bev DeVoe was not close.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
at one point, I heard Wilson Phillips. I was like, really? Wilson Phillips?
Someday somebody gonna
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like, well, there's clearly a male voice in here. I mean, come on, right? Yeah. Isn't that, never mind.
It was Wilson Phillips and Fred.
Yeah. The one I was the most flattered by was the reference to the Jacksons. I just thought, well, okay, come on. We can take that.
Facts.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the Indiana reference.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're going back to Indiana.
That did it. It threw us off with that one. And that's when the Jackson 5 guests start rolling in right there. And I know you guys are busy touring. The world is opening up finally.
Yes.
Some of this show money. It's time to get back on the road. Time to pack up the luggage, throw them underneath the tour bus and hit the highway. So guys, I gotta let you guys know, man, like I said, you were my pick. I gotta thank you guys for sliding through. I appreciate you guys for taking the time out of your busy schedule to check in with us here on the MS5 podcast. Y'all make some noise, man. Isaac Taylor and Zach Hansen, aka the Russian Dolls.
That's my guys.
Thank you so much.
Hey man, anytime, all the time, man. Be safe, much love, and come back. And you can leave the costumes at home.
Thank you so much.
Leave the mask at home. Come back, man. We good.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Hansen right there. See, I told you, Brian, it was.
You did. You said like weeks ago, and that's why I froze. I was like, are you sure it's not Pentatonix?
No, it's not.
And what about Sugarland?
I knew it from the start.
Right, you called it.
And the guys explained it. They said, well, when you come out singing and you sound that good, I mean, how many bands were there where there were just three members? I mean, who sing like this?
Yeah.
It's just Hansen. You just got to think. And that's kind of where my clue and my brain started working towards. And that's what gave me my answer, man. But it was, wow, man, that was dope, man, having them on the show.
That was great.
Russian Dolls have left the building. Oh, man, Brian, we are all out of time tonight. Big thanks to Hansen, though, for kicking it with us, spending time with us right here on the podcast tonight. We really do appreciate it. Shout out to my main man, Brian Strickland. Brian, why do I always shout you out? You sit right across from
me. I know, but I love it. I love every minute of it. Thank you.
I got you, bro. It's nothing, man. Dinner on Brian tonight. Our very own MS5 Secret Insider for hanging out, man. That's right. Most importantly, to all of you. You, and you. That's right, because without you guys, there's no us. Without you guys, there's no show. Without you guys, there is nothing. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at MassPie and also at MassSingleFox for all of your burning questions. And if you haven't already, you're going to want to download the Fox Super 6 app to use your MS5 Superfan skills, and you just might win some moolah. I want to win some money. It's summertime, right? It's hot outside.
Right? Yes.
I can see the sunlight through the pandemic hallway.
Yes.
Crack. We can eat inside now in L.A. We can go in and dine in.
We can go to a Chili's inside.
Yeah, we can sit in Chili's. And they got good chicken fingers, actually. Chili's.
I love me
like
some
batter.
Love that ranch dressing.
We just caught free promo, man. We're going to need some free dinner from Chili's. The official Mass Singer Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my people, my family, my folks at KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tune in to MS5 every Wednesday on Fox. That's what you better do.
Yeah.
And also, you better bring your behind back here next week, because we're coming back at you with a hot new show, with a hot new guest, right after the Mass Singer. You guys know what time it is. Brian, are you ready?
Yes.
It's sunny outside, Brian. I'm going to the pool.
Okay. I'll see you there. Grab your towel.
That's where I'm going. You guys, love life, man. God bless you all and to all. Enjoy the vibes, cool vibes, and we are out of this thing. Peace. It's a game changer.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere.
Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.